from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
Yeah, welcome into the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sal Capaccio with you on a Tuesday. Man, did it rain really, really bad where you are, Josh? Because, like, my wife, like, kind of works over in that area, and she texted me and said, holy bleep, it is raining like crazy here.
Yeah, it was pouring. Like, it was raining so hard, you could probably pick it up slightly on the microphones a little bit, like when the microphones were on.
And yeah. I'm in Studio Capaccio right now, and the same thing.
There was a lot of lightning.
Yeah, I'm in Studio Capaccio right now. And yeah, I didn't see the lightning. And anyway, sorry to cut you off, but what happened was I did a podcast with Andy Young of Spectrum News One, and the same thing was happening to me. I'm like, man, my mic is going to pick up this podcast and all the rain going on right now. I didn't know it was going to rain like that, but you know, Pat Hammer said last week, when you have this sort of heat that comes in the way it is this week, you always have a chance for rain like that, right? So yeah, I didn't expect it, but all of a sudden, bam, it just came down for sure. And now, you know what happens now, Josh? Now the rain is gone, so now you're going to get the humidity, basically, that's going to trail it. And I think the feel-like index and the feel-like temperature is going to be like 97, 98 today. How about that?
Yeah, right now it's 83, and it feels like 87. So that's just not great.
What's it getting to today? I think it's going to get... I think it's a little lower than it was supposed to be. The index is going to be in the mid-90s for sure.
My phone says it's going to get to 93 potentially. Also, it was funny you brought up the rain thing, because yesterday when I got home, it was like sunny out. Like, it looked like it was the greatest day ever, and it was raining. Like, it was not like this dark, dreary sky. It was sunny and raining, and I've never really seen that before. It was the craziest thing ever. I was really confused. I was like... am I like on the edge of something here? And then I was like, no, I was driving around and like everything was doing that. It was wild.
Welcome into the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Some housekeeping here. Josh, I just sent you a contact for another Josh we're going to have on the air here. This came together like right now. And that is Josh Moser is going to join us at 10:10. So Josh Schmidt, if you could hook up with Josh Moser at 10:10, we'll do that. He is a Miami-based sportscaster who's down at the ABC affiliate down there in Miami. And we could talk with him about the Stanley Cup, the finals, game 5 tonight, and also the Tua Tagovailoa contract, what is happening there. We'll see, you know, where that all goes, because now you have a couple of different, you know, contracts that have come in. The Trevor Lawrence contract, obviously, you see that. And, you know, where does Tua fit in with all of this? So it's going to be really interesting. But we'll talk with him. We'll talk with Josh about the Stanley Cup Finals tonight. We had the NBA Finals last night. I want to talk about that for a minute, too, and get some thoughts from you. Because, and by the way, Paul Hamilton at 11 a.m., Sabres draft press conference in 2 days, and the Sabres in the NHL first-round draft in, what, 10 days from now, June 28th. It's the 18th right now. It's next Friday. So last night, I'm watching Game 5 of the NBA. And I kind of knew, like, you just kind of know going in, all right, like, this series is going to be over probably tonight. Same way I feel about the Panthers tonight against the Oilers. So watching the game, I'm like, okay, this is probably going to happen. And sure enough, right away, it's kind of a big lead already for the Celtics. Yeah, here and there, the Mavs tried to close it. Didn't really work out, obviously. Now, that said, though, watching the game, I just hated the thought. I hated the thought of the Celtics winning it. And as I'm watching the game, though, and this has kind of happened a little bit slowly through the playoffs, as they're winning, as they're going to be crowned, and so we went to bed last night. Funny story on this. We go to bed last night, and I had the game on doing some work in bed, watching TV in the bedroom. And Yana looks over at me, and she goes, "Are you really going to watch the end of this and torture yourself?" She knows how much I can't stand Boston sports as a Buffalo sports guy. And I said, yeah, I just kind of, you know, I didn't watch the Chiefs. I did not watch the Chiefs at that. That was a little more painful because the Bills, again, you know, you're like, you feel like you're robbed. You should be there. What, we don't have a team here in Buffalo, and they got, you know, beat by the Celtics, and they're winning all these titles back to back. In fact, you know, it's the first one they've won in a while. But I did watch it because I'm going to be really honest with you, everybody, okay? I feel almost ashamed to say this as a Boston sports and Celtics hater, but especially Boston sports. I didn't hate it as much as I thought I would last night. And you know why? Because I like some of their personalities. And I like some of their players. And I like their coach. And I like their GM, Brad Stevens. It's like, it's hard not to like this Celtics group. Even for a Boston sports hater like Sal, It's hard not to like them. So maybe I'm just getting a little softer in my sports years getting older. I don't know. Maybe that's what it is. But I found myself not rooting for them. I just want to make sure. I was not rooting for them last night. But I didn't hate that they won as much as I thought. I really wanted them to lose. It would have been great. I'd be kind of like, yeah. I mean, it would have been even amazing if, you know, they'd completely blow it and, you know, the Mavs came back from where they were. That would have been really cool. I'd be like, haha, making sure I would, you know, make fun of them in some way. But the way it turned out, I mean, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, I like their team. I like their personalities. And it was hard. Like, I enjoyed seeing Brown and Tatum last night. When Brown gets the MVP, the Bill Russell Award, I enjoyed seeing those two guys, after 107 playoff games together, finally win. Not in a sense of I was rooting for them, but in a humanistic sense, to be quite honest with you. So again, maybe I'm just getting softer. Maybe I'm like, it's not, you know, I should hate it more than I thought I would. Like, I don't want to see the Celtics win. Look, I've told this story many times. I root for the Lakers. I'm not like a hardcore Lakers fan, but they're my team in the NBA. And the reason is, when I grew up, as a lot of people know, if you're around my age in Buffalo, you would know, in the 80s in Buffalo, there was really only one NBA game on a week. It was like the game of the week on CBS, maybe, I think it was. And it was generally the same four teams. It was the Lakers, the Celtics, the Sixers, and the Hawks, because they were like the best teams in the league here and there, give or take. There might be another team on or two, but generally those are the four teams. So I just really naturally, personality-wise, gravitated to the Lakers. And therefore, I couldn't like the Celtics. And at the same time, I was just hating the Bruins because they're the Adams division. They're the Sabres rival. They're playing them in the playoffs. There's fights all over the place. You just can't, right? So I've always kind of hated the Celtics for that reason. But at the same time, I'm also a Yankee fan. So now you have the Boston Red Sox, right? And can't do that. I'm also from Buffalo, Boston. You watch them win these titles. They have Tom Brady. They lord over the Bills for 20 years. And can't do that. So last night was more of a, you know what? Maybe I need to grow up moment. But it's okay. I think do what you got to do as a fan. It's all good. But certainly last night, watching the Celtics, watching them win their game, you know, watching them win the series, it really, you know, wasn't as bad for me as I thought it would be. 803-0550 is the number to call if you want to jump on board. I have that question for you today. I have that question for you. It's actually thrown out there. You can go to Sal Sports on Twitter. You can follow me there. You can tweet at me, and we'll get connected with our fans this way. And what I put out there today, and we already have a bunch of replies, and I really appreciate it. Is there a team in a sport that you just can't stand to see win, but when they did, you didn't hate it as much as you thought because of the players, the coach, etc.? Because that's me with the Celtics last night. Call me up. Let me know. In the meantime, let's get to our special guest on the Wester Hotline, Josh Moser from Miami. News 7 in Miami is going to join us to talk about the Stanley Cup Finals Game 5 tonight, as well as what's going on with the Miami Dolphins in their offseason. And really appreciate it, Josh, because I know it. You have a lot going on today. So for you to squeeze in time here, I really appreciate you joining me here on the Wester Hotline. Thanks a lot for joining me here on the Extra Point Show in Buffalo.
Oh, no problem. No problem at all, man. Happy to be here.
What about for you, Josh, as a sports fan growing up? Last night, I just told the story how if you're in Buffalo, you can't root for anything Boston, essentially, right? And then I grew up also a Lakers fan, basically. So the Celtics have always been a hated rival team of mine, but I actually didn't hate watching them win as much last night as I thought I would because of the personalities and the players that they have, because of Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. They're actually kind of a likable team, even for a hated guy like me.
Yeah, I'm similar to you. I grew up in Los Angeles, so you know, Showtime Lakers when I was coming through, and it was the Boston Lakers rivalry, you know, and especially being down here in Miami, when we saw, you know, the Heat battle the Celtics really each of the last 3 years in the playoffs, you know, there's kind of a you can call it a mutual respect. But yeah, as a kid, like, hated the Celtics. You know, you didn't wear green, like, nobody wanted a part of any of that. And then, yeah, this year's team, what Joe Mazzulla went through, took a lot of flack last year for, you know, his coaching, for lack of a better term. You had Brad Stevens go upstairs and arguably, you know, be the general manager of the year, front office executive of the year. And then really for me, the move that made that team is Jrue Holiday. I mean, it was almost like the Bucks gave them the championship when they made the move for Dame Lillard and they moved Jrue. Having a defensive guard like that, there's just so much respect. I grew up with him. I've known him forever. Derek White, I covered when he was at Colorado State Pueblo. It was a Division II basketball school in Colorado. Then he went on to play for CU. So I kind of know a few of those guys in the locker room, and you know they've got it together. And you know Jason Tatum, you know people give him flack for all of his stats in the finals and you know, all the money that he's making, especially with you know Brown now being the guy, but man, down-to-earth guy. His parents are awesome. So actually really happy for them. And you knew, I don't know if Buffalo, I mean, well, it's New York, so you got everybody sports betting. So you knew, especially from that Heat series to kick this thing off, that nobody was going to beat this team. And it was pretty evident that they were the best team in basketball. And you've got to be happy for them. I agree.
No doubt about it. What's the sense on the Heat in the season that they had and where they go from what they did this year?
I mean, they're pretty torn, to be honest with you. You know, basically the Heat last year, they were an 8 seed, ran all the way to the NBA Finals, and there was a little bit of a sense that they would, you know, do the same thing, but they were just not healthy all season. Their big three, Tyler Hero, Bam Adebayo, and Jimmy Butler, played very few games together. And then once Jimmy went down in the play-in game with his knee, which he's been managing for 2 years, you know, that was kind of it. So now it's a question of, do you blow this thing up? Because Jimmy wants a max contract, and he's 35 years old. And, you know, realistically, that's $100 million you're going to have to invest in him. You know, is Tyler Hero worth the deal that he got? Can he be a number two? And so it's a question of, are you willing to trade a superstar to bring in another star like Donovan Mitchell, who's Bam's best friend. He's got a year left on his contract in Cleveland. There's been a lot of talk about that. Obviously, last year with Dame Lillard, you know, everybody wanted him to come here, even though the Blazers were never going to send him to Miami because they felt that if they got Lillard, they would have won the championship. So right now, it's a little bit of, you know, what are they going to do? They're going to get through the draft here in a couple weeks. They really like the spot that they're at. I think they got a great player in Jaime Jaquez, but they just don't have enough to compete in the East with the Celtics. And Eric Spoelstra, their head coach, it was very evident with him in his post-game press conferences after they lost in five games to the Celtics. He's just like, I'm not watching another game of basketball this year. The Celtics are going to run through everybody. And so they know that they need more firepower. Pat Riley's getting older, and so he wants to win at least one more. So it's a question of once they get through the draft, can they trade for a piece? And honestly, it could be trading Jimmy Butler. Are you going to pay him? Are you going to put up with Jimmy for a couple of years? That's the big question. It's what can they get in return, because he wants that max contract. So that's what the front office is deciding here. And as the summer progresses, those conversations will continue. And if they get a legitimate offer, I wouldn't be surprised if they move on from their superstar.
Josh Moser joining us here down in South Florida. Sunrise tonight is where Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Finals takes place. Feels like it's almost a fait accompli for the Panthers to win here as well in Game 5. If they don't, we are talking about a brand new series going back to Edmonton. But what happened in Game 4, and do you get the sense that the Panthers are ready to close this thing out tonight and not let this thing linger?
Yeah, I mean, that's what they would love to do. I'm actually sitting outside their practice facility in Fort Lauderdale. We've got morning skate here in 15 minutes. They just weren't ready for the moment, and the players talked about it after the game. Just they went to the rink, you know, thinking clinch, and they just made so many uncharacteristic mistakes. And, I mean, you lose a hockey game, I mean, by a touchdown, I mean, 8-1. I mean, that's the most goals they've given up all season. They just were not themselves. They were not in the right headspace. So now tonight's a big opportunity for them, you know, to kind of figure out, you know, the hockey that has worked all playoffs. They have been the best team throughout the entire postseason, and it just got away from them. So hopefully the nerves are a little bit settled tonight. They've got their home crowd behind them, and, you know, they're sleeping in their own beds, which always helps. But, yeah, like you said, if Edmonton comes out tonight and this thing goes back to Alberta, it's a whole new series. And let me tell you, that travel is a nightmare. A lot of you guys know from Buffalo, it's not an easy place to get to. But, I mean, you're flying to Denver from Miami and then up, or Seattle and up, or you could go the East Coast to Montreal or Toronto and over. But, I mean, it's a 20-hour adventure. So the fan base certainly would love to see this thing end and have a nice little parade here on some boats in Fort Lauderdale. And the franchise has never won. So it would be a first, and, you know, they're pumped up. And we are the warmest hockey town maybe outside of Dallas, but, you know, everybody rooting for the Panthers tonight.
If they win tonight, who wins the Conn Smythe?
Well, we would have said Sergei Bobrovsky, but after that last performance, I think he's out of the running. Honestly, I think it could go to Connor McDavid. I mean, he's in the face of hockey.
Wow.
You know, there have been times where teams that have lost but have made the Stanley Cup final, the Conn Smythe has gone to them. The only other person that I can think of, I mean, it's pretty split. The way that the Panthers beat you, it's they have so many weapons, so it's spread out. So statistically, you know, Connor McDavid has the best stats of the postseason. He's the face of the league. But, you know, I mean, you know, Matthew Tkachuk really hasn't been scoring any goals. He's got a lot of points, but it's all been assists. But, you know, Carter Verhaeghe has the most goals for the team. But, I mean, it's really, you know, neck and neck. But I think it goes to McDavid, unless somebody does something miraculous tonight. If somebody puts up a hat trick tonight, I think he's your winner. But, you know, Evan Rodriguez has been the only player, you know, scoring for the Panthers really in the postseason here in the Stanley Cup final. He had three goals the first two games. He's kind of cooled off. He's got the most. So I really think it's up in the air, and I think a lot will determine on what will happen tonight to win that Conn Smythe trophy.
Maybe not the Conn Smythe, but maybe the most important player for them through these playoffs has been Sasha Barkov, though, and what he can do.
Yeah, Sasha's, I mean, he's incredible. You know, he's obviously the best forward in hockey. He won the Selke Award for the best two-way forward. You know, he's just a centerpiece, and he's a true captain. He touches everything, and the players have so much respect for him. When you talk to head coach Paul Maurice, Sasha sets the tone. And when you have teams where your best player is your hardest worker, that's when you can really do some special things. So he has been the barometer for this team. He is one of the nicest guys. His teammates respect him. And then, you know, Sergei Bobrovsky would be the other. I mean, he has been, outside of this last game, which is an outlier, I mean, he has been phenomenal. His save percentage over 93%. And he's been lovely and a great piece, a guy that you guys had up there, you know, Kyle Okposo, a former Sabres captain. Yeah. I mean, he has been, Okposo's been phenomenal, and he really just helps this team, helps the young guys, and looks like there could be a change on the fourth line tonight. I think they're going to take out Steven Lorenz and put Ryan Lomberg with Okposo on that fourth line. So maybe a change, but, man, his veteran leadership is great, and you know, hopefully he gets a ring for all that he's been through in his 17-year career. So we'll find out when the puck drops here a little after 8 p.m.
Yeah, I mean, look, that team is loaded with former Sabres, as you know. Sam Reinhart, Evan Rodriguez playing the way he is, as you said. I mean, Montour, obviously former Sabre, even Dmitry Kulikov. I mean, come on, that team is loaded with former Sabres, which is crazy. And you'll get a lot of people here in Buffalo who are, you know, rooting for to see, you know, someone like Kyle Okposo hoist the Stanley Cup, or even Sam Reinhart. So there's no doubt they have that connection here in Buffalo. All right, so let's talk real quickly before I let you go, Josh, about what's happening in Miami Dolphins land with the contract with Tua Tagovailoa. You see a couple contracts come in now. Trevor Lawrence, the latest, obviously, at quarterback. It starts with a five. It feels like that's where the Dolphins have to get to sign Tua long-term. How do you see this playing out? Is there any danger that this doesn't play out before training camp?
No, and training camp's always been the deadline, and both sides. Ryan Mathis doing the deal with Athletes First. I've known him for a very, very long time. Tua was originally with CAA before this deal started. He switched fully over to Athletes First, and it's just a lot of money. And I think obviously the Jared Goff deal helps, the Trevor Lawrence deal helps. Lawrence is at the same number as Burrow is on an annual basis, $55 million a year. You know, everybody up in Buffalo saying, you know, Tua hasn't, you know, won anything. And, you know, it's basically you have the two sides, right? You've got the Dolphins where they're like, you know, you had terrible concussion issues, you know, a year ago. We need you healthy. You haven't won a playoff game. You're sub-500 record against teams that with a winning record. So in those big moments, you know, you're supposed to be the guy. And then, you know, the other side with Tua is, look, like, I was healthy all last season. I led the NFL in passing. You know, my trajectory is going up. I'm a young player. And this is the market. Like, these guys, you know, Trevor Lawrence just got that amount of money. I'm better than Trevor Lawrence. So you better give me at least that. And everyone just blame it all on Daniel Jones getting $40 million when he did. But this is the price of doing business in the NFL, and I would expect Tua's deal to be around the $55 million a year range on an annual basis. He's going to get a $200 million deal. That's just what it costs to get a top 15 quarterback now in the NFL, especially with the growth in the salary cap. And, you know, if it won't linger past training camp, and if it does, I think that's where it becomes a distraction. Because you're going to want Tua happy. Nobody wants to play without any guaranteed money. And, you know, he's the face of your franchise. This team we saw, and you guys saw firsthand in Buffalo, we had Skylar Thompson in a playoff game, you know, a couple years ago. Yep. And I think if Tua's healthy, I think they have a legitimate chance to win that game. I mean, they were within a touchdown. So it was Tua's this team. You know, this team will go as far as Tua takes them, and he has every possible weapon you could imagine on offense. So this has kind of got to be the year. I don't think they have enough salary cap space to move on past this year, especially after paying Tua. You know, Jalen Ramsey has an out after this year. Tyreek Hill has an out after this year. So your big-name guys, like, this is it. You know, they have to make a run now. And, I mean, you guys are very familiar with the division. It's, you know, trying to figure out how to beat you guys in Buffalo. We don't know what the Jets are going to be, how healthy Aaron Rodgers is going to be. And then it's basically a starting-over situation in New England. So, you know, this is a way that you got to find a home playoff game and finally break the curse of 24 years without a playoff win here in Miami. And, you know, Tua is going to be the guy to get him there with that new contract. Should be, I would imagine, maybe a week before training camp. So put it around, you know, July 15th, I would say, expect a deal to come through.
Josh, thank you for pivoting this morning. You have practice you have to cover. You have game five tonight. Enjoy it. Maybe maybe hoisting the cup in your own building. That's got to be pretty special for fans, obviously, but even reporters and people in the media to see something like that and to be a part of it, right? I mean, it's not often we get chances like that, obviously, in sports, so enjoy it tonight, man.
Oh, thank you so much. And yes, if they lose, I'm working till like 1 a.m. and then I got to be at the airport at 5 a.m. to fly back to Edmonton for game six.
Yes.
So I'm packed. I'm ready to go after working a long day, but yeah, let's hope, man. Let's hope. Enjoy summer up in Buffalo, and yeah, happy to jump on.
And we'll see you week two down in Miami, man. Thank you very much.
You got it, Sal. Appreciate you.
All right, that is Josh Moser. Yeah, great job there for him, by him joining us here. He had to pivot on a short notice here. I got in touch with him last night, and then finally we were able to work out a time this morning because he has to go cover practice. So I always appreciate anybody, you know, who's able to pivot and come on here and talk to us about what's going on in their respective market. And in this case, it's Miami. You know, the Heat kind of fall into this too. Like, I was never really a Heat fan or don't really care. Like, it's Miami, man. Can't root for Miami. It's Dolphins. But, you know, watching when Shaq went there and they won, that was cool with Dwayne Wade and then, you know, LeBron. And, you know, so yeah, I didn't mind when they won. But the question I posed today, if you'd like to call up and get connected with me, our fans, brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com is there, and we'll take calls on this when we come. So I've opened phone lines for the next segment, 803-0550. Here's the question, you tell me, all right? Is there a team in sports that you just can't stand? You don't like them. I don't like the word, use the word hate, but let's put it in context here. You hate them, right? You just hate that team. Is there a team in sports you basically hate, but you know what? And you can't stand to see them win. You don't want them to win. But all of a sudden they won, and you're like, you know, I kind of don't mind that team. They got some good personalities. Got good people. They got a good coach, good players. They're fun. That was me with the Celtics last night. I can't root for Boston sports. I just can't. I did not want to see Boston win. I would love if they had lost. I still would. I was not rooting for them. But it didn't hit me as hard negatively when they won because of the people that are on that team and the players and the coach and Brad Stevens, the general manager. So didn't hit me that hard last night. Maybe I'm just getting softer in my old age, like I said. Either way, what team is that for you if there's any team out there for you like that? 803-0550. Get on now. Jump on board. Open phone lines here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
Missed free throw. Horford the rebound. Here's Pritchard. He loves these. Puts it up half court of the buzzer. Bang! Pritchard at the buzzer with a three-pointer.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Done it again!
Peyton Pritchard. I think, look, it was already kind of over before that. When he hit that half-court shot, it was like truly a half-court shot, too. When he hit that half-court shot at the end of the half, end of the second quarter, it was totally over. So, that was kind of it. Like, you knew the whole second half. Look, it is, I shouldn't say it, like the NBA, how many leads have we seen blown? How many teams have we seen come back? You kind of knew that wasn't going to happen last night. Right, this isn't game three or four of the second round. This is the NBA Finals. The Celtics, we've seen what they've been doing all year. They've been a machine all year, and they were just the better team. And the Mavs couldn't hang, and you knew kind of that this was a coronation throughout the second half. So I didn't like it. I didn't love watching it. Don't misinterpret what I'm saying. I do not like the fact that the Celtics won the title. It just didn't hit me as negatively hard and hateful as I thought it would, because I actually like Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown and Joe Mazzulla. And Brad Stevens, I think, has put together a fantastic roster. Remember him when he coached at Butler, and it's just, he was so good. They beat Syracuse one year that I thought, you know, if one of my, you know, those things in sports, Josh, you know, we've had questions here. You've seen questions and you've heard the questions of what would you change in sports? Could change an outcome? What would be different? You know, you've heard those. Like somebody'd say, oh, I'd change, obviously, you know, wide right for the Bills. It would go in, something like that. One of those for me is 2010, Orenze Onowaku of Syracuse tore his ACL. And I think it was eventually a torn ACL. It was a knee injury. And they were like the best team in the country. And they would have won, to me, they would have won the national title. But they wound up losing in the Sweet 16, I think it is, to Butler. And that's always one where I'm like, if Orenze Onowaku doesn't get a knee injury in the Big East tournament that year, Syracuse wins the national title. Like, I believe that. But that team they lost to was Brad Stevens' team for Butler. Now he's the GM of the Boston Celtics, which is amazing.
So it's kind of like, in your sense, there, it's like almost like an injury caused it rather than like wide right.
Yes.
Like the Bills, it was just a mistake. Where like, I would, immediately after you finish saying that, I look at like the 05-06 Sabres, like if Jay McKee didn't have a staph infection in his leg, or if all those other defensemen didn't get hurt, I think they would have won the Stanley Cup that year, because Edmonton wasn't that good. They could have beat Carolina if they had one defenseman.
Yep.
So I get where you're coming from. That makes a lot of sense. I like those because it's like those big what ifs where like you can never really you never really know what's going to happen, but it's just fun to think about, like, all right, well, if this didn't happen, would this have happened, or am I just being a nonsensical fan? But in some cases, like, I think it's absolutely fair to say, yeah, I think my team would have done better if this person didn't get hurt, or if this person, you know, didn't want to get traded and or something like that. You know, like it's interesting to think about for sure.
Let's get to some responses here. I tweeted out the top of the show, is there a team in sports, in a sport, that you just can't stand to see win, but when they do, and when they did, I should say, they did win, you didn't hate it as much because, you know, they had players and coaches that you kind of gravitate to and said, okay, I can deal with it, and you didn't hate it as much. That's me with the Celtics last night. So you can call and let me know at 803-0550 on that topic or anything else that's on your mind here today. Let's go to Rob in Connecticut, and I'll ask you, Josh, to pull Rob up for me. Go ahead, Rob. You're on WGR.
Hey, what's going on, Sal? Thanks for being my eyes. It's always a pleasure talking to you. You're going to appreciate this. You know, I'm a Red Sox fan, but I have to go back to 1996. Wade Boggs riding a horse at the end of the game. That was the greatest. I mean, I like the Yankees as well. If the Red Sox aren't in it, then I root for the Yankees. But that was like, how can you not? You know, I can't hate on that. That was just an absolute beautiful moment. Beautiful moment. And if I could take back anything back in time, Bucky Dent and Aaron Rodgers. I mean, Aaron Boone.
Boone.
In 2013.
Aaron Boone. Yeah.
Aaron Boone. Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Yeah, so. Bucky freaking Dent and Aaron freaking Boone,
yes,
right? I know,
yes.
I know. I know what you mean. Yeah.
One other thing I wanted to say to you was, you and I have a lot in common. You're a huge U2 fan. And
I am
a huge U2 fan. I was just listening to Live Under a Blood Red Sky, the whole album, the other day. It brought me back. But I actually saw them front row at the old Yankee Stadium for Zoo TV. Wow. And that was, and I only paid $50 for that ticket, by the way. And it was the most.
But I will tell you though, Rob, I didn't love that era of them. Like, I didn't love Zoo TV. I didn't love Octung Baby. Of course, you know, the song One came of Octung Baby, but I didn't love that era of them. Like, their early stuff and their more recent, you know, last 10 years or so stuff. But that era of U2, I did not love.
That's where I left off. I didn't like the Zooropa, and after that,
I
felt they kind of steered away from their where they came from earlier on. Very political. Everything before that. I mean, I saw the Joshua Tree tour, but every time you talk about U2, I'm like, I got to tell Sal. Like, I even have
I like
a tattoo on my shoulder blade. It's the outline of Ireland with the color of the flag with U2 in the middle of it.
Okay, now that's going a little too far for me, but that's okay. You do you, brother. I love it, Rob.
But, hey,
thank you, buddy.
The Yankees are looking good this year. And
yeah, knock on wood.
The only reason I hate the Panthers, and I hate that cat growl every time they score. But if Paul Maurice wins it tonight, good for him. All right, Sal, take care.
You got it, Rob. You know, that's actually might be an answer tonight. We actually had a couple of those chime in at Sal Sports on Twitter. I tweeted it out. You could chime in, and we had a couple of people say that. A couple of people tweeted back at me that the Panthers tonight might be that for them, which is, hey, you know, you don't really like the Panthers. It's South Florida. It's Miami. But if Kyle Oposo wins and Sam Reinhardt wins, you know, you're not unhappy watching that. And I'm looking at the screen, and Rob, he's from Connecticut, and Rob calls often, and I'm thinking about UConn. Oh, man. Like, that's me growing up, Big East basketball, Syracuse, like Georgetown's the Syracuse rival, right? Jeremy, his rival for Syracuse is more UConn, I think. And that was a big rival. And then the six overtime game happened. I was there. That was, you know, early 2009. But 2006, 2009, six overtimes in 2009. I think it's the way it went. Years are fuzzy now. But anyway, I can't root for UConn at all. But I actually like Danny Hurley. That's why I was happy that he was going to the Lakers. But now he's not. And it'll probably be J.J. Redick. But when Danny Hurley has won, it's like, doesn't really hit me that hard. In a negative sense, from a sports fandom sense, someone like that wins. You kind of like the person. You like the coach. You like what they're doing. That was kind of what happened last night with the Celtics. I didn't want them to win. A couple of people chimed in. I'm going to read a few of these, but people asked me about the Knicks. Like, why don't root for the Knicks? I don't know. New York City team. The only New York City team I like is the Yankees, and just kind of grew up liking the Yankees. I don't know. I'm an Italian kid from Buffalo. That's what happens. And but I did get into the Knicks vibe this year. Like, the MSG vibe for the Knicks is hard not to like. From a purely sports standpoint, I didn't want to see the Knicks win. But watching Jalen Brunson play and watching MSG and DiVincenzo and what they were able to do, like, that was just cool. I liked the Knicks for that. But I knew at some point it might come down to Knicks and Celtics, and I was hating and dreading that part of my sports fandom life. So that's why I was rooting for the Pacers. I'm like, come on, Pacers. Didn't happen. So the Knicks, so for those of you who asked, somebody tweeted at me and said, be a true New Yorker, be a proud New Yorker and buy a Knicks jersey. No. What does that mean, be a proud New Yorker? I'm a proud New Yorker, Western New Yorker. Does that mean, if you have New York on your chest, you got to root for them? The Giants and Jets don't even play in New York, for crying out loud. Daryl tweets in, since we don't have an NBA team in Buffalo, I didn't mind seeing the Celtics win. Always liked them since they had the big three, Bird, McHale, and Parrish. This is a good one, too. Derek tweets in. Not a team, but I think a lot of people feel this way about Bryson DeChambeau. I agree, Derek. He says a lot of people hated him for live and all that, but after the win, people are seeing he's a genuinely good guy. It seems like that, right, Derek? I agree with you. Couple for Vegas. Scott tweeted in that, you know, Vegas was a team for that. But then a few of you are telling me, oh, my God, how could you like anything Boston? Look, there are plenty of Boston team fans in Western New York. There are a lot of Red Sox fans in Western New York. You can't have it both ways. You can't sit here, just like I can't have it both ways. I can't sit here and go, oh, it's all about small markets and underdog, and then go root for the Yankees and the Lakers. I can't do that, right? I wouldn't. I'm just telling you who I like. But you can't have it both ways and sit here and say, oh, you got to hate all Boston sports because it's the Bills and the Sabres or the Bruins, and then go like the Red Sox. It's fine if you like the Red Sox, but don't try to middle it. So that's what some people are trying to do. David tweets in, tough to admit, but it's KC for me, he says. I'm just a fan of Mahomes and Reed. David, what are you doing? I get it, though. I get it. And then, David, any Boston team, but crazily, I wasn't bothered by the Celtics winning. See, David, that's what I'm saying. He said, I think they have a few good players you could actually root for. Panthers tonight for Alex Jones. 803-0550 if you want to jump on board. 803-0550, 888-552-550. Sal Capaccio with you tonight. Game 5 of the NHL Stanley Cup Final, and it is Edmonton at Florida. It is weird to me, not unprecedented, and I understand why. And it's happened before, I think. Maybe not, but it's been close. It's just weird to me that the NBA starts a month after the NHL and they concluded their season earlier. They both play over 80 games. I mean, and I know that sometimes the NHL has a little break or whatever for the, you know, they both do all-star breaks, but, you know, the international competitions and things like that. No, it's just the NHL season is so long. It starts in, what, the Sabres are playing this year in Prague, October, what, 3rd and 4th, I believe it is. I have to go back and look, but I think it's 3rd and 4th. And then it's all the way until, hopefully, you're into May and even June like they are now. That's all of October, November, December, January, February, March, April, May. It's 9 months of hockey for some of these teams. And then they only get 3 months off. And actually, after 2 months, they go right back to camp. The NBA starts a month later and ends early. It ended earlier this year. It doesn't happen every year, but it ended earlier this year. It's just kind of wild to me. I just think the NHL season is too long. I don't know how to fix it, what I would do different. I'm not full of solutions here. I'm just full of complaints about it, I guess, right? But, and I know that, you know, the NHL is a bit different with the, you would say, like, the grind of the games versus the NBA. You know, you could certainly make that argument and why maybe the games are a little bit more spaced out. I understand that. Generally, maybe 2 to 3 games in a week instead of 3 to 4 you might play every once in a while in the NBA if you go look at the schedules. So that can happen. But the NHL is still not done, and it doesn't have to be done tonight. I think it probably is. It's probably Florida tonight beating the Edmonton Oilers. And if they do, who's the Conn Smythe winner? I have seen this debate, and amazingly, and I didn't know he'd say this. I did not think he would say this. I asked Josh Moser from Florida. He just came on a little while ago. He's a sports reporter down there, News 7 in Miami. I said, who wins the Conn Smythe? He said he thinks Connor McDavid, even if they lose. Let's talk about that when we come back. Is that right? Should Connor McDavid win the Conn Smythe, even if the Panthers win this thing in 5. I have some thoughts on that, why it kind of makes sense, but to me ultimately doesn't. Here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, Paul Hamilton comes your way at 11 a.m. We'll take a timeout. We'll get to Paul at the top of the hour. Connor McDavid or Conn Smythe, if they lose in 5? Not sure about that. Let's discuss after this timeout. Good question floating around. If the Panthers win tonight in Game 5, let's just take tonight. They win tonight. Not if they go 6 or 7. Who should win the Conn Smythe? And is there an argument for Connor McDavid, who would then be on the losing team, to win the Conn Smythe after a fantastic playoff? Let's get to Curtis in Niagara Falls, who has a thought on this. Hi, Curtis. Go ahead. You're on the Extra Point Show.
Hey, good morning, Sal. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
This has always been something that I've like questioned. It's the best player. But through the years, they give it to the best player on the winning team because they want to give the winning team all the kudos. And ever since Super Bowl 25, I've been questioning this because Thurman Thomas is by far the best player in Super Bowl 25. But yet they gave it to O.J. Anderson. Why? Because he gave a player who had a history of concussions the uppercut during a run. And they just stick to it and read it. The best player in the playoffs. And Connor McDavid by far, a wow with 2 extra wows, is the best player in the playoffs right now. It's not even a question.
Yeah, he has been. There's no doubt. And listen, I respect the argument. He has been. And you probably, I mean, if he got it, I wouldn't be upset. Man, here's the thing that I, here's the thing I go back to, though, Curtis. For me, it feels like a third party running for president who steals votes, and then you don't get the ultimate rightful winner because everybody else is dividing votes. I think there are so many good candidates on Florida that you're almost like dividing votes and saying, well, you know what, then just give it to Connor McDavid. And I'm not taking away the fantastic playoff Connor McDavid has had. I'm looking right now. I mean, he leads, obviously, in goals. He leads in assists. He leads in, he doesn't lead in goals. Excuse me. He leads in assists with 32. He leads in points, 38. Zach Hyman actually leads in goals with 14. In fact, there are several players above Connor McDavid in goals. But this feels like it could go to Barkov or Verhaeghe or even with the game the other night, you know, Sergei Bobrovsky, but everybody kind of divides up there. And then you say, well, then default it to, you know, McDavid. I think the thing I'm stuck on, Curtis, if this makes sense, and maybe it doesn't, is that it's not just that Connor McDavid would be on a losing team winning it, losing in game five of the Stanley Cup and not even really having a chance to win it. That's what would bother me, maybe.
Well, you know, you said that, like I understand what you're saying. He also broke Gretzky's record for assists.
I know.
Yeah.
It's hard. I mean, I know. He is the best player in the world. In any situation, he's still going to be.
They should give him something.
Give him something. I love it. Curtis, give him something. I get it. I love it, buddy. Thanks for the phone call. Give him something. I don't know. I struggle with it. If this goes seven, for sure. Like, I mean, what are you supposed to do? Give it to McDavid. I'm not debating if he hasn't been the best, and it's supposed to go to the best guy, but I mean, you lose the Stanley Cup in five games and you're going to give it to the guy on the losing team. Conn Smythe's winners on losing teams. Reggie Leach of the Flyers. He was a skater who won it. And then, how about this? Okay, five players from the losing team have won the Conn Smythe Trophy. Let me just see what this is. Who has done it here? Roger Crozier, Glenn Hall, Reggie Leach, Ron Hextall. See, that's the one I remember. Ron Hextall is the first one I remember, 1987 Philadelphia Flyers. But it also happened in this century. John Sebastian Giguere won it for the Anaheim Mighty Ducks, the goalie. So it's really been goalies who've done it. And if you're going to win the Conn Smythe as the best player in the playoffs, but on a losing team, generally, it goes to a goalie who does that. Connor McDavid would be only the second skater, non-goalie, to ever do that. And look, he has been the best player overall, cumulative, with points. There have been games, though, where he was completely shut down. I mean, they had to take it to the distance to win the first couple of rounds, or at least rounds two and three, right? And I feel like I'm trying to take, you know, shots at McDavid. I'm not at all. I just think that Florida has so many good players. You could, I don't know, do a combined Conn Smythe. Is everyone a co-Conn Smythe winner? I'm not sure. Do a combined Conn Smythe. Give it to, you know, Verhaeghe and Barkov. Give it to those two and Bobrovsky. I'm not really sure. It's a good question. I'm going to look right now. Has there ever been a combined Conn Smythe winner? Like, did they give it to two different people? Does not look like that's ever happened. Nope, it's always been one player. How about last night, Jaylen Brown? Jaylen Brown signed like the richest contract in NBA history, what, last year, 2 years ago, whatever it was. And he was, they were panned for that. He was, the Celtics were, the NBA, like, oh my God, Jaylen Brown. And then he goes out and wins the MVP of the finals. There was also, how about this? The other thing I'll leave you with on this. The stat last night of one, in fact, I'll tease it with this. Stay with me here. Paul Hamilton's coming up after this timeout. I'm gonna say this. There was a stat last night that was posted about the Celtics winning, and it really reminded me of a Bills stat that we debate a lot in what matters and what doesn't. I'm going to give that to you when we come back on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Stay with me. Give a call. Who should win the Conn Smythe? Who's a team that's won that you thought you'd really hate, but you didn't totally hate when they won? It's all on the table, and so is Paul Hamilton next up on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Good question floating around. If the Panthers win tonight in Game 5, let's just take tonight. They win tonight. Not if they go 6 or 7. Who should win the Conn Smythe? And is there an argument for Connor McDavid, who would then be on the losing team, to win the Conn Smythe after a fantastic playoff? Let's get to Curtis in Niagara Falls, who has a thought on this. Hi, Curtis. Go ahead. You're on the Extra Point Show.
Hey, good morning, Sal. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
This has always been something that I've like questioned. It's the best player, but through the years they give it to the best player on the winning team because they want to give the winning team all the kudos. And ever since Super Bowl 25, I've been questioning this because Thurman Thomas is by far the best player in Super Bowl 25, but yet they gave it to O.J. Anderson. Why? Because he gave a player who had a history of concussions the uppercut during the run, and they just stick to it and read it. The best player in the playoffs, and Connor McDavid by far, a wow with two extra wows, is the best player in the playoffs right now. It's not even a question.
Yeah, he has been. There's no doubt. And listen, I respect the argument. He has been. And you probably, I mean, if he got it, I wouldn't be upset. Man, here's the thing that I go back to, though, Curtis. For me, it feels like a third party running for president who steals votes, and then you don't get the ultimate rightful winner because everybody else is dividing votes. I think there are so many good candidates on Florida that you're almost like dividing votes and saying, well, you know what, then just give it to Connor McDavid. And I'm not taking away the fantastic playoff Connor McDavid has had. I'm looking right now. I mean, he leads, obviously, in goals. He leads in assists. He leads in assists with 32. He leads in points, 38. Zach Hyman actually leads in goals with 14. In fact, there are several players above Connor McDavid in goals. But this feels like it could go to Barkov or Verhaeghe or even with the game the other night, you know, Sergei Bobrovsky, but everybody kind of divides up there. And then you say, well, then default it to, you know, McDavid. I think the thing I'm stuck on, Curtis, if this makes sense, and maybe it doesn't, is that it's not just that Connor McDavid would be on a losing team winning it, losing in game 5 of the Stanley Cup and not even really having a chance to win it. That's what would bother me, maybe.
Well, you know, you said that, like I understand what you're saying. He also broke Gretzky's record for assists.
I know.
Yeah.
It's hard. I know. He is the best player in the world. In any situation, he's still going to be.
They should give him something.
Give him something. I love it. Curtis, give him something. I get it. I love it, buddy. Thanks for the phone call. Give him something. I don't know. I struggle with it. if this goes seven, for sure. Like, I mean, what are you supposed to do? Give it to McDavid. I'm not debating if he hasn't been the best, and it's supposed to go to the best guy, but I mean, you lose the Stanley Cup in five games, and you're going to give it to the guy on the losing team? Conn Smythe's winners on losing teams. Reggie Leach of the Flyers. He was a skater who won it. And then, ooh, how about this? Okay, five players from the losing team have won the Conn Smythe Trophy. Let me just see what this is. Who has done it here? Roger Crozier, Glenn Hall, Reggie Leach, Ron Hextall. See, that's the one I remember. Ron Hextall is the first one I remember, 1987 Philadelphia Flyers. But it also happened in this century. John Sebastian Giguere won it for the Anaheim Mighty Ducks, the goalie. So it's really been goalies who've done it. And if you're going to win the Conn Smythe as the best player in the playoffs, but on a losing team, generally it goes to a goalie who does that. Connor McDavid would be only the second skater, non-goalie, to ever do that. And look, he has been the best player overall, cumulative with points. There have been games, though, where he was completely shut down. I mean, they had to take it to the distance to win the first couple of rounds, or at least rounds two and three, right? And I feel like I'm trying to take, you know, shots at McDavid. I'm not at all. I just think that Florida has so many good players. You could, I don't know, do a combined Conn Smythe. Is everyone a co-Conn Smythe winner? I'm not sure. Do a combined Conn Smythe. Give it to, you know, Verhaeghe and Barkov. Give it to those two and Bobrovsky. I'm not really sure. It's a good question. I'm going to look right now. Has there ever been a combined Conn Smythe winner? Like, did they give it to two different people? Does not look like that's ever happened. Nope, it's always been one player. How about last night, Jaylen Brown? Jaylen Brown signed like the richest contract in NBA history, what, last year, 2 years ago, whatever it was. And he was, they were panned for that. He was, the Celtics were, the NBA, like, oh my God, Jaylen Brown. And then he goes out and wins the MVP of the finals. There was also, how about this? The other thing I'll leave you with on this. The stat last night of one, in fact, I'll tease it with this. Stay with me here. Paul Hamilton's coming up after this timeout. I'm gonna say this. There was a stat last night that was posted about the Celtics winning, and it really reminded me of a Bills stat that we debate a lot in what matters and what doesn't. I'm going to give that to you when we come back on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Stay with me. Give a call. Who should win the Conn Smythe? Who's a team that's won that you thought you'd really hate, but you didn't totally hate when they won? It's all on the table, and so is Paul Hamilton next up on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again?
With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.